with headlines like this, or like this, it's no surprise that we're seeing a loneliness epidemic on a grand scale for both males and females. So I just want to try to bridge the divide that we are seeing and how this relates to us as Christians in hopes to unite us under a common banner, which is Christ. We see a lot of the Christian circles nowadays being divided along many lines, whether it be political or whether it be on gender lines or whether it be any other lines. We're seeing that on a grand scale nowadays, especially here in America and some of the other countries in the West. And that is part of the reason why I created this channel. I wanted to try to bridge the divide and make peace between Christians of all walks of life and unite us under the Christian banner. So I just wanted to talk about the loneliness epidemic for both males and females and how it relates to us as Christians and how we should probably be handling that instead of males attacking females or females attacking males like they're doing on TikTok about this issue. But we should unite under the Christian banner. And this is mostly for Christians when I talk about this. So if you're not a Christian, you can either stay if it interests you for a Christian perspective, or you can just skip off the video now if you're not interested in a Christian's take on how this relates to us. But ultimately, the goal for Christians with this loneliness epidemic, you should pursue Christ and the marriage of the Lamb first. And then he might bless you with an earthly marriage after. You see, whether you're single or married, in a sense, as a Christian, no matter what, you're going to be married. Because whether you're married to Christ in your singleness, whether that be a season of life or whether that be for the rest of your life, you will be married to Christ. And your goal should first and foremost be to please Christ, whether you're single, whether you're married, or whether you're in a relationship. The first main objective of the Christian life is to pursue Christ with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you should love Christ with everything that you can give to him, whether just give him your best no matter what it is. Ultimately, Christ will provide someone in his timing if that is his will for you. If it is not, he may bless you with himself. And in a sense, you will be married either way. Both sides are blessed, but ultimately, no matter what, you should pursue Christ with everything you got. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, we're not living for a future partner. We're living for Christ's kingdom. And the goal in the Christian marriage, like in earthly marriage between a man and a woman, should be ideally to produce children and to raise godly children and bring people closer to Christ and bring your children closer to Christ. The ideal for a single man or single woman is to grow closer to Christ and be married to Christ, and therefore you bring forth spiritual children by talking about Christ, loving Christ, discipling other Christians, and bringing people to the faith. No matter what, in a sense, you're going to be married and you're going to have children, whether that be in a spiritual sense or a physical sense. The other point I would like to make on this regards to the loneliness epidemic and for Christians and how it relates to us as both men and women is that you should find a solid community of believers to relate to with shared Christian values. If you're just hanging around worldly friends, of course you're going to be lonely because you're not gaining any spiritual fulfillment in your heart, which Christ sheds in your heart. You need to pursue community with other believers because they will uplift you in your times of darkness. If you're struggling with loneliness, he will uplift you in your times of darkness. Like these friends, these fellow believers, they're there for you. They want what's best for you most of the time. There may be certain instances where people aren't the best people and proclaim to be Christians and are not. I'm not denying that happens. But finding a good group of like-minded believers in a good, solid church community will do so much in helping stave away the loneliness in that time. They may even introduce you to a future partner at some point in time. But that community is there for you. And you can't be a Christian and not be in some form of church with another community. Because you need community to survive as a Christian. You need fellowship, understanding. You need people to sharpen you. Just as the scripture says, iron sharpens iron, just so as another man sharpens another man. It's also true for women. You need people to sharpen you as Christian, to help you grow in your walk with Christ first and foremost. And that community could introduce you to a partner. And it could also help you grow in your relationship with Christ so that way you would, in a sense, be more desirable to a partner as a Christian. We shouldn't be marrying non-Christians, in a sense. But if somebody does come to Christ, maybe they have a different past than you think. Ultimately, that goal is to love Christ and to serve Him with all that we got. And then one of my other points that I want to make is a little bit more sensitive and a little bit more, I don't know how to say it, but the thing that hurts a lot of people nowadays, at least I've seen this in America, and it's probably in a lot of Western countries, is forsake sexual morality in all of its forms. For it is both extremely harmful to you, both spiritually and physically, and your future relationship partner. Whether that be with the other person or whether that be on a website that people hide, it's very common nowadays. But if you don't forsake that, not only does it defile you, but it defiles your future relationship. And if you want to be faithful to Christ and have a good, solid foundation to base your relationship with your future partner on, forsake that, because it will help your relationships be so much more fulfilling, because you're not looking at that person as an object. You're looking at them as a fellow Christian, a fellow person made in the image of likeness in God. Or I probably phrased that pretty poorly because I was thinking so fast, but people, both men and women, are made in the image and likeness of God, and we should view them as an image of God. Whether that be good, the bad, the ugly, no matter what, you can learn something from those people. Whether it be a woman who doesn't have very many friends or a man that doesn't have very many friends, whether it be a loner or whether it be a person that's popular, in every way, everybody has been given a gift by God. And you should look for that image of God in everybody else. That'll help you see them as fellow humans, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It may be an unlikable person, but I guarantee you that person has something desirable that is very, very good that God entrusted to them as a reward before they were born. Whether that be intellect, whether that be kindness, whether that be mercy, encouragement, whether it be anything, there are so many things that people do that are very good and made in the image and likeness of God. And you need to look at them as Christians, go into the community, and bring out those images of God in them by encouraging them in the areas that they are good at. So that's mostly what I was thinking about today, and I hope this helps, because I'm kind of just writing some of this stuff, trying to put all my thoughts on paper, but I really hope this helps both male and female as Christians with this loneliness epidemic. I really want to encourage y'all, pursue Christ above all else, love Christ above all else, and He could provide someone with you, for you, beyond your wildest dreams that you never even knew is what you needed. Christ is so much more all-knowing, so much more powerful, and He knows much more than we could ever know. He knows our hearts better than we do, and He knows our future spouse's hearts better than we do. So trust in Christ to provide someone for you on His timing, and it will be perfect. Otherwise, you're just pursuing vanity in a sense. So if you enjoyed this video, I have another video up here where it's trying to bridge the divide between Republicans and Democrats and Christians in the West. I try to talk about how we should all be united under the Christian banner. And if you're interested in seeing, checking out some of our Christian clothing at wisdomwear.net, I'll show you some of the clothing up on screen there. We have some Christian clothing and stuff if that interests you. But I really hope y'all have a blessed day. Please like and subscribe, and I thank you for watching the video all the way to the end. May you have a blessed day, and may the God of peace bring hope into your hearts. Peace.